Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, August 4th. Hold your horses. The moon squares foggy Neptune early this morning and then turns void, of course, until she enters clever Gemini just before 10 a.m. this morning. You'll feel the energy shift as green lights come on for work or play. Yes, yes, yes. Schedule important appointments and meetings for Wednesday once the moon is in Gemini, as the moon will align in harmony with Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. Wow, that's a winning lineup. Get in touch with the people who can help you and place your order Wednesday afternoon. The lines are open. If your birthday is this week, August 1st through the 7th, all of these planets and cardinal signs are in your new solar return, the chart of your new year, Leo. Cardinal means go to action. Having the squares and oppositions will give you power in the months ahead. Sure, there'll be struggles as you find out who's on your side and who isn't. And you'll have to take it slowly, one step at a time. To your great benefit, Mercury is in analytical and practical Virgo in this new solar return. Do your homework, Leo, and listen to the experts. Being prepared will help you dismantle the Mars squares and let you use your talents wisely. This is an extraordinary year ahead of you, as unexpected matters can open doors you never thought you would walk through. Accept the invitation, Leo, as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And good morning. My name is Robert Watson. I'm with Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. And if there was such a thing as a mission statement, my mission statement is to help you spiritually evolve. And that spiritual evolvement is based upon your terms, how you do it, the way you want to do it, when you want to do it. I, as a facilitator, give you the tools and maybe some guidance, facilitation, if you will, to help you clean out your space, to let go of those energies and issues in your space that are keeping you stuck. So my mission, if you will, is to get you unstuck. But again, not on my terms, on your terms, when you're ready. But we do look at stuff. We do look at your issues and we clean them out, ending the karma. You know, karma, that's a great word, right? Karma. Karma means cause effect. And people will talk about karma in such a way as if they're stuck or they can't do anything about it. Well, in fact, you can. But the first thing you need to recognize about karma is when somebody talks to you about karma, they're not telling you the whole truth. Isn't that the way of it? Do you ever really get the whole truth in life? Well, let me try and clarify what I mean by karma. You're not getting the whole truth. Yes, it is cause and effect. But let's talk about how to deal with it and how to recognize it and how to change it, how to let it go. First of all, there's three components to karma. One is the effect. That's what we first start to work on. When you sit with me as a student or as a client and I start to work with you, start to help you evolve, start to look at your issues. I support you doing that. We create an energy vibration or focus tool called a rose. We ground it. We take the charge off of you relative to that karma. Okay, so then you start to take the effect out. Great. Well, then comes the moment of shift or change, and that's when the agreement, that's the second component to the three-part component. There's a middle component there which nobody talks about. It's called the agreement. You, from a past life, if you're still sitting in that agreement, then some of your attention is sitting in your past life, stuck, and you can't transition out of it until you let it go. Part of letting it go is to become aware of it. So when you have that moment, when you recognize that, let's say, impasse, if you will, we create a scroll, which is an imagery. We work on an image. We break that scroll. We drop it into the rose. We destroy the rose. And then comes out the cause. All right? So there's three parts to karma, three components to karma that most people don't talk to you about because either they don't know. That's the most that's the major reason. They don't know. They just think of karma as cause-effect. Well, it's not cause-effect. It's effect. It's the agreement, and then it's the cause. We work on that level. We clean out your karma as you, when you're with me, we work on your karmic issues. And what happens is that energy that's keeping you stuck starts to release right out of your body. It goes down your grounding cord, goes down to the point of origin. It releases and returns back to its point of origin, whoever that may be. As that happens, your energy that comes from that person will start to flow back into your body. It's a transformational healing. We cannot destroy energy, okay? We can't add to the energy. We can't take it away. We can't add or diminish, but we can move it around. We can change energy in the universe. That's what we're talking about. That's what we do at Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. Again, I'm dedicated to your spiritual evolvement. And what that means is we get you unstuck from your past life issues. As you get unstuck, your truth starts to come back into your space. You start to live your reality based upon your terms, on your truth. Now, how else do you want to live? Or unless you want to live on somebody else's truth, does that work for you? Well, my answer is no, it doesn't work for me. I don't want to live on somebody else's truth. Because, yes, your life will continue to exist. You'll continue to breathe. You'll continue to look for your life's happiness. You'll continue to eat and sleep. But if you start to operate on your own truth, you'll find that living your life will become a much more happier, harmonious environment that you can appreciate every breath you take. And I want you to have that. And I'm dedicated to that. I'm here doing that with you. I'm here because of that. Because I know that if I'm happy and you can create and destroy roses and clean yourself out and you become happy, that means two of us are happy. And that makes a better planet. That makes a better environment for both of us, for all of us. And what I say to you, what I'm saying to people, my students, thank you very much, students. You're kind to me. Thank you. When I work with one person, I change 100 people. And when I first started the Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center, I said to myself, I'm going to change the world. And I'm going to change the world one person at a time. And that sounded pretty ludicrous to me too. But I've come to realize that it's possible and it is happening. Because as I change you and you release that energy for out of your space, that returns back to whoever it is that you had those past life agreements with. So as I change you, that energy it goes back to those other people. That changes them. And you as a spiritual person, you as a spiritual being with a human body, you start to effectuate change in your physical reality. And that lights up the people that are around you, and they have to relate to themselves in a different way because you are. That's how change works. I work with you, and you change people in your lives because you're changed, because you change. And that's how, when I work with one person, I change 100 people. That's how I see it. And I'm doing pretty good so far. I feel very blessed that I'm with all of you, even today. By the way, this is the first Wednesday of August, which reminds me, in 10 days, which would be August 14th, I have a workshop at the Institute. It starts on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and it ends at 5. It can go past 5, but let's say 2 to 5. So prepare yourself to come. I'll talk to you later in the show about what it is, what the workshop is about. But I want you to kind of consider coming to see, to be, and to change. Are you ready to change? Are you ready to let go of some things in your space? Huh? Are you ready to move on? Come on. Look at that for a moment. Are you ready to change? Okay, so let's step back. I've set up my hellos, my initial hellos to you. Now what I would like you to do is to just pretend with me. Okay, let's just pretend. Let's just be children for a moment. All right, let's just find ourselves, excited about life. You know how when you see children and they run off and they play and they have such great fun with abandonment, right? They're just abandoned and they're having such joy in their playgrounds or even in their room playing with their toys. And this is their life. Well, I want you to pretend that for a moment, just for yourself. Just pretend that you can be a child again. And I want you to pretend with me, right? And yes, I'm going to guide you to that somewhat. I have to because that's what we're about here. I want you to take your attention and take it off of your day-to-day affairs, no matter what they are, your work, your relationships, your finances, or lack of finances. Just take your attention off and start to put your attention behind your eyes, okay? And touch your forehead. Just pretend with me, okay? Just pretend that we're going to have a little fun together. Now, let me talk to you a little bit. Now, if I talk to you, what I'd like you to do is to put up a rose. Create a rose out in front of you. Just pretend that you're doing this. Put up a rose between you and me. The reason for that is because I don't want you to be programmed by me. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in your truth. And when you put up a rose, you separate yourself from me and you get to hear what you want to hear, what's best for you. And that's what I want you to have. I want what's best for you. And so if you're going to spend a little time with me, you may want to filter out some of my information. And I'm happy that you do that because I want your truth to manifest in your life and create your life on your terms. It's the best way. Absolutely the best way. I can't tell you how I feel about that. But you might understand it. So be behind your eyes. Put up a rose between you and me and between you and everybody else. And listen to me for just a few minutes, if you don't mind. Now, inside that physical body of yours vibrates seven vibrations relevant to you as a spirit. And I call that your mind body, all right? And that mind body is filled with information. It's filled with pictures, or otherwise known as thought forms. You know, your life is made up of thought forms, okay? You create and live your life based on thought forms. And so you're sitting behind your eyes and you're sitting in your mind body, and that mind body is filled with thought forms. And that mind body, the structure of that mind body is a collection of what's called, in Sanskrit, it's called chakras. And chakras are really the translation of that means spinning wheel. But just to clarify what I mean by that and what I'm referring to is you are three parts in that body. The first part, the one that's obvious to you, is the physical part. This is what helps you create your life. The physical body does that for you as a spiritual being. What creates that life isn't the body, is the effect. What creates that life or transitions from your spirit to that body, to the physical event, is your mind body. And what creates that direction is your spirit body. So you have three parts to you, your spirit body, your mind body, and your physical body, okay? Now, what I'd like you to do, just because you can, please, won't you just destroy that rose in front of you, okay? Just destroy the rose. Yeah, good. Let yourself release. You're releasing energy right now, and I want you to do that. So I want you to clean out. I want you to let go of some things, whatever they may be. Just let go. Ground them. And, well, what you're doing is when you destroy that rose, you release some energy, and it's called create and destroy, but that's not the topic today. But now you're coming into your body. Can you feel yourself come into your physical body right there? That's your energy coming back into your body. Find your toes, please. Find your shoulders and arms and hands. Very good. Okay, now put the rose back up. Put a rose back up. Just be in the center of your head. Come back into the center of your head. Look out in front of you. There's a screen, actually. There's a screen right there. It's part of our ability as a spiritual being, or as a psychic, because we're all psychic. Let's not mistake that. But be behind your eyes and create that rose again, and let me talk with you again some more. All right, so you have a mind body, three parts of you, and what I'm working on with you today is your mind body. The mind body is made up of chakras and vibrations, specific vibrations. Now, vibrations are recognized by color, okay? So when I talk to you about the first vibration or your first chakra, that spiritual, that spinning vibration, that color is red, okay? And the second one is orange, and that's your emotional body. The first one is survival. The third one, which is a spinning wheel in your stomach, well, that's yellow. It's a bright lemon yellow. And that's about your body and your being, how you as a being relate to your physical body. And then you have another chakra, another body, and that's your fourth chakra, your fourth body, and it's your affinity. Affinity, A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, affinity. And that affinity is what you like and what you don't like. Okay, this is where your choices are being created. Okay, this is where your choices are being created. Not your decisions. This isn't where you don't make decisions here, but these are where the choices are being presented to you. And that's in your affinity body, your fourth. That's in the chest. And there's a lot of energy in that space. Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break. I'm going to go to the fifth in a minute. We'll be right back. I'll hold off. You hold off. We'll be right back.
Easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well, but when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at bioage.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shah, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Hello again. Okay, so I wanted to remind you this Saturday of the 14th, August 14th, okay, we have a workshop at the Institute. The workshop is going to be about your astral space or your dream space, okay? And it's important because your dream space helps you to change. It helps you to recognize and helps you understand who you are and the issues you're working on. So your dream space, it's also called your astral space. What we're going to do in this workshop is to work on the three parts of your astral space or your dream space. The first part, and you've all heard about this, called the silver cord. That silver cord is in your third chakra. Well, and it's tied into both your mental body or your mind body, and it's also connected to your astral body. What we're going to do is we're going to clean out that silver cord. That will be the first project. The second project that we're going to be working on, this is the workshop, okay? Let me remind you, we're going to work on your astral space, your astral body, your third chakra, your silver cord. This is an important space for you because it really manifests a lot of nice changes, because you use that dream space in your day-to-day levels of change and awareness and understanding your issues. You use your dreams to help you process energy, okay? So it's important to have a better connection to your astral body and to your astral space. So again, the first thing we're going to do is clean out that silver cord. You can find a lot of breaks and cracks, and there's called a ball in the socket. Sometimes the ball is out of the socket. We take the charges off of them. We're going to clean that out so you have a better dream space, better relationship with your astral body. Then we're going to clean out the astral body. And that can sometimes, you know, when I work with people, I see their, you know, their head's gone. They're one of their legs is missing, you know, the astral body. So we go find them. We put you all back together again, and we clean it off. And then the third part of this workshop is going to be cleaning out your astral space. Now, in the astral space, all kinds of things can be there. So we want to clean that out so you can own your space in the astral so much more powerful and so much more better and so much more easier. You want to make your life easier, right? Well, part of it comes from your astral space, your dream space. So that's the topic of our workshop on August 14th at the Institute. If you want to know more about it, you can call the Institute. You can call me, Robert. Phone number is 510-481-2872. Oh, this workshop is absolutely free. Doesn't cost you anything except some time. And that's a lot, because our time is so important to us. So I will make good use of your time if you let yourself have that space with us. Okay, it'll be me and my staff will help you, support you to clean out your astral body. You'll be taken good care of. We're interested in cleaning you out so you can own your space. Are you interested in doing that? Do you want to own your space, especially in your dream space, your astral space? Well, that's what this workshop's about. So the address to this workshop, I'll give you the address, is 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro. We're 5 minutes walking distance from BART, the Bayfair BART station. And give me a call if you need some directions or some help. It's Saturday at 2 o'clock till 5, and we do go past it because we want to. So from 2 to 5 is the workshop. So please show up. That's August 14th at 2 o'clock, and it's going to be about the astral space. Okay, thank you. Okay, my name is Robert Watson with Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. We were talking about your mind body. Your mind body has vibrations that are sitting in your physical body, and those mind bodies, the different colors, you have 7 colors. They all each have a center, a chakra, or a spinning wheel. Actually, it's not really a spinning wheel. What it is a cone in the front. The 5 of them, the second chakra through the 6th chakra, they look like cones in the front with a spool, like a thread spool in the middle, and a cone in the rear. Excuse me. So those chakras are spinning and running energy. But now I want you to hear this. The actual chakra doesn't move. Okay? So most people think it's moving. No, the chakra does not move. But what happens in that chakra is a coalescence of energy that flows into that space. So the first thing that flows into there is your kundalini, or your life force energy. That flows into each one of those compartments or spaces that we call centers. And they're spinning. Excuse me. The second energy that flows in these chakras is the energy from the Supreme Being, Earth and Cosmic, they call it. That energy flows into the chakra systems as well. And they match our vibration. Okay, that's what the Supreme Being is doing with us. It matches us. So in effect, it relates to us in a very neutral environment. No matter who you are, its intention is to match you. And then the third vibration that's coming into those chakras is the chi energy. And that chi energy goes from the front to the rear. And it's an ambient neutral energy, ambient neutral. And then when it flows into those spinning vortexes, it really creates the life experience. Okay, so that's the three vibrations that are sitting in these chakras, working and spinning. But the chakra itself is not moving. You need to hear that. Excuse me. Talking too much. Who's talking too much in this room? Apparently I am. Okay, so we went through the first to the fourth, and we showed you the different colors. Okay, the first one is red, survival. The second is orange. These are vibrations. Okay, the third is yellow. The fourth is a green color. That's your affinity. The fifth one is a blue color, like a sky blue, and it's your communication space, and it sits right in your throat. Okay, and then the sixth one, the clairvoyant one, is an indigo color, kind of a darker blue. And that's your clairvoyance. And then your crown chakra, the one that it actually sits in a cone with the base of that cone pointed upwards. And that's called the crown chakra. that's what it's called, and it's your knowingness. Now, I like to remind you of yourself, okay? I'm kind of... What I'm bringing to mind here for you is who you are, okay, and some of the nuances of who you are to help you understand you're more than just a body, that you're a spiritual being having your human experience. And I'm describing your chakra system to you because this is what you're using to effectuate your life. Now, the physical body is the instrument to that end, but that's not where it begins. That's where it ends. That's the end of that. That's the end of this journey from spiritual inspiration, from that inspiration point to the end. The body is the effectuated end, and I'm talking to you about that middle piece, that middle ground. The bigger of the two, the bigger of the three, is the mind body. It's very, very interactive. I want to get back to you as a spiritual being. You are, in effect, you are a psychic. Now, that simply means you're a spiritual soul, all right? So that's just a word, but you're a spiritual soul. You as a spiritual soul are very sensitive. You have abilities, just like your physical body has abilities. You know, the five senses we talk about? Well, you have five spiritual senses as well, and I want to describe them to you, okay? The first one, the one that most of us understand readily, is your clairsentience, or your ability to feel. That's your clairsentience, and that comes from your second chakra, okay? Your emotional space, that's a clairsentient feeling. It comes from your second chakra. And then you have another one that's called your clairaudience, or your ability to hear spirit, or even speak to spirit. That comes from your fifth chakra. That's from your throat. And then you have the one that I work with, that I am manifesting in your space, the one that needs the most work and has the strongest ability, and that's called your clairvoyance. And that's in your sixth chakra, and that's right in the center of your head. And then you have a fourth vibration or fourth ability called your knowingness. Yeah, you know, when you say, oh, I just know it to be true, you know, that kind of sense. That's I know it. And that's from your crown chakra. And then the last ability, which is really not expressive too much, but it comes from your third chakra, is your ability to smell. Oh, would you create in your story a couple of more roses? Just that rose you have in front of you. Remember, you're supposed to be in the center of your head. Where'd you go? You know, you went all over the map there. Come back to the center of your head. Create a rose and blow it up. Or just release. Take the charge off of you. This is a healing experience you're having. It's a meditation. It's healing. And I want you to own your space. So just relax. Okay. Now, why don't you promote a vibration? Okay. Yeah. Give to yourself. Why don't you pretend? Again, we're back to pretending, right? Create a big, beautiful sun and above your head. And let that sun vibrate. This is your intention. At harmony and alignment. And then bring that sun right into your body and fill up. Now, when I ask you to do that, I'm going to tell you why you're doing that. You know, I don't want you to be in a mystery. This is not my idea of a good time. I want you to know, absolutely know, what you are and how to do it and how to become a more powerful being than you already are. I want you to expand. I want you to be a generous person with yourself. And in order for you to do that, according to your truth, I have to give you tools, and I have to let you know what I'm doing, what you're doing. Otherwise, it's just a big mystery, and I'm not interested in mystery. You know, the mysteries are over now. The planet is changing. We are spiritual beings. We are changing. We have to own our space. No more mysteries. So I'm going to tell you, to the best of my ability, I'm going to tell you about spiritual energies, what they do to you, how to work them, how to clean them out. Now, this harmony and alignment, okay, you are a collection of agreements. You sit in those agreements. When you drop that harmony and alignment, that harmony vibrates at your agreements. In other words, you get to look at them. I'm in harmony with who I am. And the alignment is how you relate to who you are relative to those agreements. Okay, I got to take another break. Drop in some more of those suns of harmony and alignment. Be in the center of your head. Keep your rose up. I'll be right back.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Sing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Sing Beyond, 800-732-1150.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Hello again. Okay, we're back from that break. Would you please be in the center of your head and say hello to your body and just create a rose and destroy it? Come on, let's just relax for a minute. I think children can relax too, don't you think? Let's be a child again and pretend. I do want to tell you a small story. One of my students who calls me up, we do phone work. She is in Texas, very dedicated spiritual warrior. Very pleased with her progress, by the way. Good job. I'm going to send her this CD, so I'm motivated to tell her good job. No, she does a great job. But she's telling me how much she's changing. Her relationship with her husband is so much better. She has a job as a counselor treating abused children. I'm talking 11 to 13, and, you know, I'm talking family abuse on many levels. And she's beginning to give these children some metaphysical or energy techniques to help them change. And she was telling me that she just started doing this with them. And when the class started, she works for a nonprofit organization. When the class started, there was two girls in there. And after just a few weeks, now there's seven. So they're she's very motivated to continue teaching them how to do energy work. And it really excites me to help her and to help them, even on a remote level. And we do talk about it, and it's kind of fun. So to help children to become aware and to own their space, and we can do it. And they're 11 years old and 13 years old, and they're so much better than we are. I can tell you, the older you get, the harder it is to do energy work because you have more stuff to work on. But when you're younger, you know, 17, 20, you know, oh man, you're a dream. But, you know, most of my students, I have to be honest, most of my students are above 40 for the most part. And, you know, I got to bring the bulldozer in. But, you know, everyone is unique and everyone is important to the spiritual growth and spiritual change. And don't let your age get in your way. If you want to really make a difference in your life, you're the one that's going to have to do it. And I'm going to give you tools to help you to that end. That's my desire. That's my purpose in my little life. In my life is to help you change. Like I said, what motivates me is I'm going to change the world one person at a time. And I'm going to have fun along the way. And I want you to recognize that you are that warrior. I say you're a warrior within. And it takes courage and it takes desire and determination to make changes in your life. You know, because part of the problem is you don't recognize the severity of what you're sitting in. You don't understand it, but you do know that where you're at isn't really comfortable. And you know somewhere I can make a difference in my life. Well, hello, this is the difference. I can help you make that difference. It's up to you, though. I can't do it for you. I can show you the way. I can facilitate the change, but I cannot make the change. You have to do it. And what happens is in that transformational healing process, you let go of energy that's been sitting in your space, that's been dictating its agenda to you. You let that go, that karma issue. You clean it out, and then when you come back in, you feel the flow, you get comfortable, you get, oh, this feels really great. And then you start to use that information and it starts to flow back into your chakra system, into your mind body, and you generate and you use that information, that energy to effectuate your reality. Because you create your reality based upon the energy in your space. That's the bottom line. Your reality is what you create, what you make of it. You can change the formula that's creating that reality by letting go of energy. I help you get there. On a clairvoyant level, getting back to those four abilities, yes, consider the fact that your physical presence, your physical abilities, 75% of your brain is devoted to your physical sight, 75%. So when I'm telling you your clairvoyant ability, which is your ability as a spiritual being, 70 or 75% of your spirituality is based upon your ability to see. It is a major, major spiritual ability. I promote that. I want you to own your clairvoyance. You can recognize your ability as a visual being and clean it out. In other words, Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center is not a place where the blind leads the blind. I do not do that. I see, I help you see, we make changes together, we grow together, we become aware of ourselves, and we are the better for it. And you own your space. Reminds me to tell you that there's a workshop this coming, this Saturday, the 14th of August at 2 o'clock at the Institute. It's about cleaning out your astral space, which is such a major part of your spiritual growth and your life. Because you, in effect, your astral space is where you create your life before it happens. You bring up the agreements in the astral space. You work on your issues in the astral space. And if you haven't got a good, clean astral space, that energy will affect your relationship with yourself in physical reality and in your understanding of who you are. So it's really important. It's a large part of your day-to-day affairs. So we're going to go there and work on that issue. Primarily your third chakra. That will be the focus point. And I'll share with you how to do it. We'll work. We'll do a meditation. I do offer some refreshments. Doesn't cost you anything. It's my treat. You know, it's what I want to do. I'm dedicated to spiritual change and spiritual growth. Now you just have to allow yourself to change. It's up to you. I'll help you, but it's up to you. Would you create in your story a few roses? Excellent. Just create a rose and destroy it. Be a child again. Be back in the center of your head. Let's pretend. Okay. Now, let's do a little bit of energy work. You ready for that? Would you be in the center of your head, please? I'm not going to take any phone calls because I want you to have the information. This is more important. I can do the energy work, but I'd rather work with you. Excuse me. Okay. So let's make a simple meditation. I want you to, here's how I want to show you how to work with the earth and cosmic energy. All right. So be in the center of your head. Create an image of yourself in the center of your head. Just go ahead and create an image, your image, a physical image of yourself. Okay. The physical body you're in right now. Let's create that image in the center of your head, sitting down, maybe in a lotus position. How about that? In a nice lotus contemplation position. Isn't that sweet? You're in the center of your head now. Good. Out in front of you is a work screen or a work table. You can just sit in the center of your head, relax. And let's look at that screen for a minute and look at the bottom and you'll see a little dot, a little point. And at the top of that view screen, in the top center, you'll see another dot. In between those two dots, I want you to generate a line, just a line. Just connect the dots. How simple can that be? Okay, connect the dots. Now, here's the reason why I'm asking you to do that. A line in geometric terms, in geometry terms, a line is nothing more than a series of points. All right, that's all a line is. It's a series of dots connected together. That makes a line. When I ask you to put up a line between those two points, I'm telling you to create a series of dots. Okay, those dots represent your centers. All the different centers that you possibly are sit in that line. So now I'm asking you to ground that line to the point of origin, which is at the bottom of that view screen. Just ground it. Just ground it. And you can also attach it to the top point. Okay, so that point at the bottom of the view screen, that's called the point of origin. That's where you can connect and vibrate relative to the female vibration of the Supreme Being, the female vibration, the earth energy. The top point at the top of that viewing screen, that's the vibration of the cosmic, the male, the father energy. Okay, so you're connecting, using that line, you're connecting yourself to the Supreme Being. How powerful is that, huh? And how easy is that? That's what I want you to do. Just make this easy as you can. Ground the energy, clean the energy off, goes back, whatever energy you're ready to let go of will go back to the point of origin. It will release. You just let it release. Relax. Let it go. Just relax and let the energy release out of your body down to the point of origin. Let it return to its source, its point of origin. Let's return to its point of origin. Good. 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 Now, that point of origin at the bottom of the view screen, it has a little ring around it. That point has a ring, like the rings of Saturn. That's an access ring. Let the earth energy flow up around on the outside of that line, flowing all the way up to the top, the source. Let the earth energy flow up and go to the source. And what I want you to do is allow it to happen. And let's say the earth energy flows outside to in. Okay, so it goes, starts on the outside and it flows in. All right, that's earth energy running through the body. Now let yourself feel it all the way to the top of your head, all the way out to your shoulders and your hands and your feet. Let the earth energy flow. Now, remember you're in the center of your head. Be in the center of your head. Be in that, if you're in a contemplation position where you're in that lotus position, look down at your feet and your hands below you. Just lower your chin and see the energy of earth flowing out of your hand chakras, out of your feet chakras. That's you running energy, running earth energy. Okay, come back to the center of your head now. Look. Now, the top of that viewing screen where the source is, there's another ring there. And that energy is cosmic flowing from that ring, but it doesn't flow straight down. It flows up in a dome, okay? And from the center of the dome, it flows back in. It goes down into that line. and flows all the way down to that point of origin through that line. And it flows from inside to out. Okay? So, and these energies flow in different directions, different rotations. Like, for instance, the earth energy flows in a counterclockwise way. And so let the earth energy, so go back to the earth energy and kind of notice it's flowing counterclockwise. Okay? Flowing counterclockwise all the way up. Okay, very good. Very good. Now, this energy, the point of earth energy, there's actually a variety of uses we can use with earth. One of them, it promotes the release. Okay, that's what the earth energy is doing. It's promoting the release. What does that mean? It means that the pictures in your space, the ones with all those charges, that energy of earth is promoting the release from those pictures. It promotes the energy to come out. That's what earth energy is doing, okay? Okay, now when we get back, I'm going to talk to you about the cosmic energy, what it's doing for you. So let's continue running earth and cosmic, be in the center of your head. I'll be right back and just relax.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
This is a big week at East West Bookstore. Be sure to check out all the programs at eastwest.com. But the two real highlights will be a hands-on introduction to the power of energy medicine with the one and only Donna Eden. This event will be held at Unity Church of Palo Alto on Thursday evening. Then on Friday and Saturday, join world-renowned psychic Dougal Fraser and learn how to develop your own psychic abilities. Check out eastwest.com for the complete summer calendar.
Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Sing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Sing Beyond. 800-732-1150.
Okay, thank you for waiting and being patient with us. We're still doing a meditation. Want you to create a rose and destroy it. Come on, get that energy out of your space. You got lit up on those commercials. I want you to be okay with them, but right now I want you to be more in the center of your head. Be relaxed. Okay, you're in that contemplation lotus position. You're looking out in front of you, and you see a line, and that earth energy coming out of that point of origin, that ring, is flowing up, and it flows counterclockwise and flows outside to in. And its point, its one of its purposes in this is to promote the release. Now, the cosmic energy is coming from the source at the top. That flows into a dome, and then from the center of the dome, it flows down into that line, clockwise, flowing inside to out. And what that does, it lubricates the release. Okay, so the earth energy promotes it, and the cosmic lubricates it, and it effectuates release, letting go, and healing. Okay, so we've got yourself running earth and cosmic energy. Now, the fact of the matter is, you're always running earth and cosmic energy. That's just because we're putting our attention on it doesn't mean you started today. You've always been doing it. Everybody on the planet is doing it. The difference is you've got your attention on it, and that makes you more powerful. When you recognize who you are, you recognize your relationship with the Supreme Being, and you effectuate change, that makes you a powerful being. And you can become aware of that power, and you start to work with that power, and you start to become the person you want to be, but it's going to require one thing from you, a desire. Maybe trust. I say two things. I have to apologize. Two things it's going to require from you, a desire to change and a trust. Now, who are you going to trust? Huh? Who do you want to trust? Well, I'll tell you, the first person you should be in line with, the first person in line that you have to trust is yourself. Don't trust me. Don't trust them. Don't trust that person or anybody else. Trust yourself. How does it feel? How do you feel right now? Is it feeling better? Are you recognizing that, hey, I am more capable now? I feel better now? Maybe there's an answer there, that you're owning your space. Okay, be in the center of your head. You've got your earth and cosmic energy running. Now, let's go ahead and do a little bit of energy work. We got a few minutes. Because we can. You've got an issue in your space. Let's work on an issue. Now, so guide me. Let me guide you just a little bit. We'll do easy ones, okay? Let's do an easy one. And everybody can do this because everybody has one. Everybody has a mother. Let's clean out our mother in from our space, okay? From our mother. Create a rose for your mother. Doesn't mean you don't love her. Just means that her energy in her space is better than in yours. Wouldn't you say? Are you pleasing your mother if you give her energy back to her? Are you making her a better person if she gets her energy back? Or would you like her energy in your space? See, now you have a choice. What do you want? You want her energy in your space, or do you want her energy in her space? What's best? Consider that. So you've got a rose up that vibrates at your mother. Now, that rose has a stem. Ground the stem to that point of origin, okay? At the bottom of the view screen. Ground it. Give the energy that's in your space. You're using this visual technique. You're using your clairvoyance. Whether you see it or not, you're using your clairvoyance to actually release energy of your mother. Hey, my mother's leaving too. Oh. Yeah, she goes. She gets her energy back. Good. And what happens is, your energy that's in her space starts to flow back into yours. Wow. So who got a healing there? We both did. You did, and your mother got a healing because you initiated a shift. You decided, I want to let go of my mother in my space. Now, let's effectuate even more. Let's do more. Let's create a sun above that rose relevant to your mother. And let that sun vibrate at validation. Okay, validation, and drop that sun of validation right into that rose that represents your mother. Validate your mother. In other words, don't resist her. Validate her. Okay? And what that does, it releases. I get a nice shift myself. I get to release too, you know. My mother's going, woo, where am I? What happened? My mother releases out of my body. Your mother releases out of your body. Okay? Now, do you have any agreements with your mother? You think you do? Oh, you probably do, don't you? Okay, maybe you're supposed to take care of her for the rest of your life. Remember that? Or you owe her because she gave you a body, so you owe her one, right? Well, why don't we go, okay, let's change that idea. From the center of your head, above that rose that represents your mother, I want you to create a scroll, like a contract scroll, like the old papyrus reed scrolls. I want you to break it, okay? Ending the agreement, ending any agreement you may have with her mother, no matter what. You don't want to end the agreement through resistance, though. That doesn't work. Resistance only holds her in. The reason is because there's a cosmic law that says you become what you resist. So I say, don't resist, validate. So drop that ended scroll, that broken scroll down into that rose. And with forgiveness now, destroy the rose. Just let it go. Blow it up. There you go. Destroy it. release. Boy, oh boy. You might feel energy coming out of your chest right now. That's your mom coming out of your chest. Let her have her energy back. Give it back to you. Give it back to her so you can have yours back. Okay. Oh, good. Pretty powerful, huh? Okay. So go ahead and come back to the center. That was a little exercise in cleaning out your mother. We ended agreements. We validated the relationship. You let her go. You didn't resist her anymore. You might have a little better feeling for your mother. Now, for you, right above your head, or better yet, let's do this. Better yet, let's create a rose for yourself out there. So be in the center of your head. Be in that lotus position. Create us a rose that represents you, okay? Give it a color, the one that you feel, make it a blue. I'm going to be very, stereotypical here. Let's be blue for male and pink for females. Just keep it simple for me, please. Okay, now, you have a vibration that says, this is who I am. Ground that rose that represents your vibration, okay? Ground it. Clean out your space. Make it real. Allow it to happen. Okay, now above your head, this is advanced meditation here. Above your head is a flame, a spiritual flame that comes from your life force energy. Let that flame match that color. Oh, very good. Yes, 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 yes. What that happens is that energy will flow back in envelops around the chakra system, and you get to own your space relative to you. Now, my time is running short, so I am aware of that. And I want you to be in the center of your head, have that rose up, let that rose be a definition rose. And the definition rose, this is who you are, and everything outside of your space, if you will, is not you. Okay, back to my one last thing. I got a few more seconds here. Oh, tired. An hour of fast talking. We have a workshop at Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. It's going to be about cleaning out your astral space, your silver cord, your astral body. It's an important part of your day-to-day affairs in life. You want to have that nice, clear, and clean, and help you dream better, help you sleep better, help you own your space better. It's an important workshop. It's going to be free. It won't cost you anything except your time, and I'd like you to allow yourself to have it. The address that the Institute is 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro, California. You take the Bayfair BART exit, take it off the Bayfair. My phone number to reach me about this workshop or about classes or readings and healings, 510-481-2872. Get in touch with me. Have a great August. I'm looking forward to seeing you on August 14th at 2 o'clock. That's the time of the workshop. Have a great month. Looking forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.